Please be advised that this story touches on issues relating to mental health and suicide,
which some listeners may find upsetting.
We should probably introduce ourselves. I'm Micah.
And I'm Sydney.
And this is a podcast called Conversations with Sydney.
That's me. Today, we're going to be speaking with three college students about the pronouns they choose to use and how they reflect their gender identities.
I use he and they pronouns.
And I use she, they pronouns.
I use he, him pronouns.
Recording in progress.
Could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Kobe. I'm from New York. I use he and they pronouns.
Kobe, who is 19 years old, says he changed his pronouns in high school.
I never felt particularly strongly attached to the male identity. Like, I was raised with a lot of women in my household and never really felt super attached to, like, traditional masculinity or traditional ideas of what it meant to be a man. I used he, him pronouns until early high school. And so part of adding the they to my pronouns was, like, I wanted to signal to other people I'm not really a traditionally masculine person, and that's fine. I think the way that I approach gender, which is sort of not super defined, is a little bit loose for me personally. Like, I think the way I approach that is similar to the way that I approach my sexuality, which it's not super pinned down or defined. I always say, like, I'm bisexual, and also signaling to other people that I was queer felt important to me, especially when I was, like, entering new spaces in high school and college.
Lexi, a 19-year-old student from Washington, D.C., says they changed their pronouns in college.
So I have kind of pondered my own gender and sexuality for the last several years of my life. And so when I first got to college and I would introduce myself to people, I would say that my pronouns were she, her, and I just rolled with that for a while. And then one of my friends in college tends to use they, them for everyone, regardless of what they say their pronouns are. And that was sort of my first time really being referred to as they, and I realized how much I actually liked it. I very much identify with my identity of, like, being a girl and in girlhood, but I think I've really kind of struggled with the idea of growing up and becoming a woman. That was a different type of shift that I sort of felt like was out of reach for me. So I've been telling my friends and my family to try to use both, and some are still getting used to it, but it helps me feel more like a whole person and less of a set of expectations defined by a patriarchal society.
Julian, who is 19 and grew up in New Jersey, says he's comfortable with the gender he was assigned at birth, but he still makes a point of stating his pronouns when he introduces himself in group situations.
I am a man and I present male, and so people's first impression of me when they see me is, oh, he, him pronouns. I already follow the binary.
Julian says he always states his pronouns in group situations as a way to make space for his friends who are queer or non-binary.
I will always make it a point to say, my name is Julian. I use he, him pronouns. A lot of my friends and my friends in theater have been trans, and I want to, like, allow them to have their voices heard, because a lot of those stories aren't really being told as they should be, and that these people aren't getting as many opportunities as they should. I'm trying to be courteous, and I want to make this person feel comfortable. Like, that's it. It's kind of the bare minimum that you can do in a professional setting, especially. I mean, I've made mistakes in the past, but ultimately you apologize and you just keep trying to do good.
Lexi, did you tell your parents? And if so, how did they respond?
I told my parents that I wanted to use she, they pronouns. For me, this means that I like both to be used, not necessarily at the same time, but for it to be mixed up. Anytime you refer to me, it's essentially like flipping a coin. I don't really have a strong preference, but I feel much happier when both are being used. But I do significantly prefer a mix of both. And I knew that they would be okay about it, which they were. They were very calm and respectful about it. but they have not gotten used to the idea of using both she and they for me, but they've never been mean about it.
My mom is from Italy. It's very patriarchal still. They very much believe in the gender binary, and a lot of these places are more Catholic religious. But she has always been sort of accepting. She wants to do her best. My dad, he is from Peru and moved to Queens when he was very young. He has a harder time with it.
Both my parents, I have lesbian moms, and they were sort of like coming of age in the 80s and the AIDS crisis. And so I think in terms of like open-mindedness, they're further on the open-mindedness spectrum than many parents might be. They're very open with it. And that's part of the reason that I'm so open with it, is because I was raised in that environment of them being very political and very queer and comfortable with like gender and sexuality being fluid and expressive.
Do you think your use of pronouns is a political statement?
To be queer and to be like expressing yourself as queer is to be making a political decision. Even saying your pronouns now has become a little bit of a political decision. Like, I think pronouns are a great example of a culture war issue where it's like doesn't have any impact on the day-to-day life of any American, really. I mean, it's not like affecting our taxes, it's not affecting or, you know, national security or anything like that. It's something that you can do to make someone feel more comfortable with themselves, and so I will always use the pronouns that people ask for. But it's like, why are we talking about it on a national or a global stage? It's just, like, silly to me.
Kobe, let me push back on that a little bit. You're asking for an older generation to change how they think about the world and how they speak. Language and pronouns are pretty deeply rooted. You know, they're connected to the idea of how we perceive gender in the world. And speaking for myself, as Sydney can tell you, I often make mistakes. It's often a very uncomfortable place to be.
Yeah, totally. I don't actually think it's a simple task to rewrite that. But I do think, while it might not be a simple task, it's like a very worthwhile task. Because once you do a little bit of that work to rewire that, every next step is easier. And so it's like, if you start having a conscious effort to not assume somebody's pronouns, then every time you do that, it becomes infinitely easier. And then at a certain point, maybe like for us in the younger generations, we have learned to not assume someone's pronouns or someone's gender. And so for us, it's pretty easy to then, when we're having a conversation, learn their pronouns and file it away and be like, okay, that's their pronouns, and that's some way that I can make them feel comfortable and supported and safe with me. I think like sometimes I think it's very over-dramatized how hard it is what I'll say. I think like sometimes there will be people who are like, I can't possibly ever do that. It's impossible. I can never change the way to think. I just don't really believe that. I don't think it's as difficult as some make it seem. However, I do think it's a shift in the way that one thinks about the world.
I don't believe that it is inherently political to use untraditional pronouns. I think unfortunately it is seen by many others that way. I don't think it should be. I think many have taken a political stance against people having the right to use whatever pronouns they want for themselves. I feel like there are so many aspects of my identity and the identities of people that I'm close to that are unfortunately not seen as okay and worthy of respect by so many people in the world. And I would love to see that change, because we're all just out here trying to live as ourselves and we're not trying to take up anyone else's space.
The use of pronouns in general, it's not about forcing anyone to conform to your views or whatever. We're not asking for perfection. You're allowed to make mistakes. It's simply about what makes a person comfortable, how you can get another person to relate to you.
To me, it's a pretty simple act that you can do to make someone feel comfortable, and it sort of seems like, why not take that small action?
Today, we spoke about the use of personal pronouns with Kobe, Lexi, and Julian.
Three college students who shared their thoughts about how these pronouns relate to their own identities in the world.
And this is Conversations with Sydney.
Hello, that's me.
This program was produced by Common Good Productions
in association with WBGO Studios.
Conversations with Sydney is a part of WBGO's Voices of Wellness, made possible in part by a grant from the Horizon Foundation for New Jersey.
If you are having thoughts of suicide, please call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988.